It was just about 2 years ago when people flocked to the internet to buy up the newly available .nyc web addresses. Well, it turns out the enthusiasm has fizzled a little, and those .nyc sites aren't as desirable as first predicted. WNYC's Shamita Basu joins us now to talk about what this is all about. Hi, Shamita. Good morning.
Hi, Richard. Good morning.
So why are these domains not as desirable as we thought they'd be?
Well, the Wall Street Journal has this story. It says there's about 78,000 registered .nyc addresses right now, which is not bad. It's more than .London. It's more than .Tokyo. But there's a few things holding it back from reaching its envisioned potential. First of all, only local residents and businesses can actually register the address. So, you know, that limits the pool of buyers. And if you've ever bought a domain before, you'll know that those regular old .coms go for about $7 and change wholesale, but a .nyc will cost you about $20.
And was this supposed to generate revenue for New York City as well?
I mean, yes, but the city says so far sales of .nyc addresses have generated about $2 million. And if you need some perspective, I know I did. Just know that the city's budget is about $82 billion.
Okay, so what are some of the few interesting .nyc sites that you found?
Oh, there's some fun ones out there. I like construction accident.nyc.
No.
There's glutenfree.nyc.
Of course.
And my personal favorite, Oyster Night in Astoria.nyc. The most expensive one that I found that's gone for is marijuana.nyc. And that sold for about $61,000 at auction. It went to this podiatrist on the Upper West Side, and he's holding on to it in the hopes that one day marijuana might be legalized and the state's going to come knocking on his door. Oh, and Richard, one more thing.
Yes.
Good news.
Okay.
RichardHake.nyc is still available, and so is mine. I looked up ShamitaBasu.nyc, and hey, I'll go splits with you if you want to lock down MorningEdition.nyc, because that's still out there.
It's good that I know, because RichardHake.com is not available.
Ah, I see. I'm sure. Well, you know what I'm really wondering is, you know, seeing these sort of lackluster sales, is it worth it?
And we'd love to hear from anyone who bought a .nyc domain when they first became available in 2014. You can tweet us and tell us what domain you bought and what you're using it for and whether you have any buyer's remorse. So let's keep that conversation going on Twitter. We're at WNYC.